Do you have a grandchild, a grandson that's a lot like you? I want to say, I don't know if he mimics you, but there is going to be a grandson that will grow up to be a little bit more like you. Now, listen, and I'm going to say this for a reason. You have this chance to put the best in him that you never got that chance from others when you were growing up. I'm being told that, okay?
Yeah.
And you have that, and it's nice. Timing couldn't be better.
Oh.
But what you've learned in your past, it's kind of funny because you're going to actually induce all these great things, and you're going to put it into this little guy. And there's going to be a lot of good coming. But there's something about this grandson, I want to say, that's going to really have a connection to you. What you say to this child, it's going to be absorbed in such a good way.
Well, I have three grandsons. So
well, I'm picking up one.
Yeah, well, one of them is four. Then he'd be the one that'd be the most aware of.
He's going to be very close to you in such a way, spirit-wise. There's going to be a very heavy connection. And you, I think, are already close to him. You love them all for different reasons, and I'm not saying that.
Right.
But this child will actually benefit from where you are now and what you've learned. Yeah. So it's interesting.
Okay. Mm.
I like it.
Now, are you getting that from...
A Roger doll? Does
Roger,
he check in with that?
Roger doll.
Do you know where things come from?
Roger is who?
My dad.
Okay, there's an older man coming through, and he's actually saying, you have the chance that I didn't do.
Well, that'd be accurate.
Okay. So I'm getting that. But he's actually nice enough to come through and say it. There's no arrogance. There's no ego on the other side. We have ego here as human spirits. We have ego here.
Roger did miss out on a lot of grandfatherly time. Right?
Everything.
Oh, we
pretty
did.
Much, yeah.
Okay,
everything.
And he's saying because of your loss that you didn't get through him, you're going to put it into your grandson.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he's actually very sure about that. So when Spirit says something...
Has he mentioned he's a millionaire?
No.
What about almond butter?
I like that. I do. I like that a lot. Yeah, but no, you know, and he's coming with that specific message about his little grandson, great grandchild, actually. So that's really nice. It's very nice.
What happens all the time is that you find that there are spirits who want to give this kind of advice, or they want to answer. They're aware that people down here have questions, have
Absolutely.
Unanswered questions, unresolved things between.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Okay.
And it's a necessity. It's actually good for all of you, the living, but it's also good for their spirit.
They're still unresolved to some degree.
Very much so, and they need their peace as much as we need ours.
Mm-hmm.
They just, like I said, it's all ego here. When you cross into the light, it's not about ego. It's just about what's right. There is remorse.
Mm-hmm.
And remorse is real.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, there are so many people that leave my office, and they're like two different people. That's huge. And that's my goal. You know, I could say, well, I see you going on a trip. I see that's such a generic read. Okay. I kind of want to be different. I actually enjoy putting the puzzle pieces together. I want to know and help people understand the whys. I had a woman yesterday was a client, and she wanted to know why her mother hated her. And she actually took it that she did something wrong her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of flipped it. And I said, why don't you? Okay. Let's put you this way. If you had a choice, now you've got four daughters, I said to this woman. If you had a choice to have a great childhood, but a messed up marriage and messed up kids, which one would you choose? She says, well, my four girls and my husband. I have gold right now. So maybe you had to go through all of that to be the person that you are, to actually look at it in such a way to cherish that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a recovering alcoholic. You're always making sure you're aware not to do those things. So when you come from an abuse and a home that way, when you have children, you either can go in the cycle and do it again, just like the way you were raised, or you can break that cycle and be constantly aware because you know what that felt like and you want to be as far away as possible. Mm-hmm. So your children, your spouse, is actually getting the best of you because of that.
Yeah.
Now, going back to Steve's dad, he was there Steve was there at his bedside. He was there as he went through his illness and passed away.
And you know, spirit does hear, even when they're unconscious, if they're in a coma, they hear everything because